SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle has been grilled by members of the House Oversight Committee for failure to protect former President Donald Trump from an assassination attempt at a campaign rally in Pennsylvania on July 13th. Chairman James Comer says the Secret Service's actions before and during the shooting were unacceptable.
This tragedy was preventable. The Secret Service's protective mission is to protect U.S. and visiting world leaders and safeguard U.S. elections through protection of candidates and nominees. The Secret Service has a zero-fail mission, but it failed on July 13th and in the days leading up to the rally.
Cheadle told lawmakers Monday during a congressional hearing on July 13th, "We failed." Cheadle says she takes full responsibility for the agency's missteps related to the attack at Trump's Pennsylvania rally. The Senate Ethics Committee has voted unanimously to review allegations that Senator Bob Menendez violated Senate rules. Lisa Dwyer has details.
The panel is building towards potential disciplinary action against the New Jersey Democrat after he was convicted of bribery charges this month. The ethics panel could recommend that Menendez be censured or expelled, which would put maximum pressure on the senator to either resign, or it could pave the way for the Senate to hold a vote on his expulsion. Expulsion requires a two-thirds vote for the Senate to expel a member. A New Jersey jury found Menendez guilty of accepting bribes of gold and cash from three New Jersey businessmen and acting as a foreign agent for the Egyptian government. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
On Wall Street, the Dow up by 127 points, the Nasdaq rose 280, the S&P advanced 59. This is SRN News. A historic church goes up in flames.
Georgia's Zebulun United Methodist Church was constructed some 200 years ago, but it's gone now, the victim of a lightning strike that sparked a big fire. The congregation is vowing to rebuild, and the local community will help. Zebulun Mayor Joe Walter tells Atlanta News First, quote, "We're going to rebuild whatever it takes, and we're going to continue to worship here. Nobody was hurt in the blaze, but the building is a total loss." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion advocates say an initiative to ask voters if they want to enshrine abortion in Montana's constitution has enough signatures to appear on the November ballot. Montanans supporting reproductive rights claims that counties have confirmed over 74,000 signatures. The petition needed over 60,000 to qualify for the ballot. Still pending is whether the signatures of inactive voters should count toward the total. This is SRN News. There are still some delays at some airports.
That's after a faulty software update caused havoc worldwide and led to the grounding by almost all airlines of a number of flights. But the impact is receding. Total cancellations within, into, or out of the U.S. early Monday totaled 758. According to the latest data from FlightAware, the vast majority of cancellations were Delta airline flights. Delta reporting 626 cancellations, or nearly 83% of all canceled flights within and in and out of the U.S. Monday. John Scott reporting.
The U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, has traveled to Haiti to meet leaders of the new transitional government and the Kenyan police, who are the vanguard of a U.N.-backed force meant to help curb widespread gang violence in the country. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.